Comité Consultatif International Télégraphie et Téléphonique, that's the CCITT, International Standards Organization, and the other is called Comité Consultatif International Radio. One's for radio standards, one is for telephone and telegraph standards. The CCITT has standardized a lot of modem work, things like that, but let's focus now on the networking area that I'm more familiar with. They were well aware that data networks are becoming significant now. Mm-hmm. We already had IBM. We had TimeNet developed, GE Information Services Network. The French had a network set up called the Cyclade Network. ARPANET was here. Networks developing worldwide. And the telephone industry was very aware of this, and we're very aware of networking. So the idea developed that to try to standardize some data networks in some way. So they set groups to work. I wasn't involved, so I don't know the details of it. But in 1976, they came out with a what's called an interface standard called X.25. Now, this is a different kind of standard. Let me go back a little bit. Thus far, all of these architectures that IBM developed, the DEC developed called DECnet, the Burroughs developed called BurroughsNet, I think that's the name, all of them have this in the United States, and all of these were proprietary. Right. They developed their own equipment only. I'll come back to that in a minute. Though they weren't in the data networking area. So CCIT was talking about developing some kind of open networking, but across interfaces. I'll come back in a minute because another organization called ISO, International Standards Organization, was beginning to develop activities as well, too. So the two are going on simultaneously now. But let's focus first on CCITT. They came out with a standard called X.25. Now, remember, they have working with them mostly telephone administrations. So they're catering mostly worldwide to the telephone companies, which, except for the United States in this world, were all government organizations in those days. AT&T was a quasi-government. It was a monopolistic organization in those days. They had the standard called X.25, which enabled users to interconnect to any network, to get into a network which could have its own protocols, but the interface enabled you to, by using this interface, you can get into that protocol. So you, on your side, see this protocol. That network on this side sees the same protocol, so you can get into it, and they can handle it any way you wish. On the other side, it gets back out again. So it's strictly an interface protocol. It's not an end-to-end protocol. It's been adopted elsewhere as an end-to-end protocol, but internet. So when you talk about it, you talk about an interface between a terminal, the user side, and the network side. Network side, user side. What happens in the network, they weren't concerned with. So they weren't going to tell people how to handle their networks. And this is a three-layered protocol. You can move about layers now. Physical layer, data link layer, which is HDLC, and the third layer, which really is not network. It's a networking layer, but only handles X.25 packets going across that. And that came out of that activity. There's a lot of work published. The first, one of the first administrations to latch onto this was the Canadian, with the Canadians, Bell Northern Research. In fact, I attended a meeting in 1976. I forget which meeting it was, a communications meeting, and they presented some of their work at that time too. So they developed some of their first products. So the Canadians were among the first in this area. Contemporaneous with this, the computer manufacturers and the public using computers began to feel the need for interconnecting computers in a non-proprietary sense. I just mentioned before IBM, DEC, Burroughs in the United States, the Japanese in their own area were each developing their own protocols, but for their own equipment.
Right.
The International Standards Organization, ISO, also housed in Geneva, made up now of computer of companies rather than administrations, felt the need to do this. So they set up some bodies, and they began to develop a pioneering activity in standardizing protocol architectures. They developed the idea of a seven-layered communications architecture, computer communications architecture. Physical layer all the way up to application layer. Physical, data link layer, network layer, transport layer, going up by session layer, all the way up to the application, seven layers. Why seven? Well, you don't want too many, you don't want too few, so they came up with that. And they began a massive effort at each layer to really standardize this. This developed, by the way, some conflict because in the United States particularly, and I innocently and indirectly became part of this, and I made a real goof here, I'll tell you in a minute. Independently, in the United States, the ABBA net community had developed its own protocol.